Thank you, Jim. Good morning. I'm Pavel Vyatrag. I'm working for Clemson University. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the effect of planting date on maturity group 7, soybean following barley and wheat. Since I came to the position in 2006, there were a lot of questions when we should plant different maturity groups. And this is the second part following of the earlier research I've done on the maturity group. So I will show you a little about the background and the results from the most recent years. When you look at the maturity groups in the U.S. And Canada, we have a total of 13 maturity groups. This map was borrowed from Iowa State University, from the extension site. And the earliest we've got maturity group 000, which is adapted to southern Canada. And maturity group 10 is the latest, adapted to southern Texas. And as you can see here, in South Carolina, very small range of the maturity group, but there's interest to grow some other maturity groups. So maturity group 4, when I started, it was relatively new at that time. There were a lot of interest because they can be planted earlier than maturity group 5 through 8. Interest mainly due to possibility of soybean rust avoidance. If you know anything about the soybean rust, if it attacks at the bloom stage, early bloom stage, you can expect about 80% of the yield reduction. So that's why there was a lot of interest. What if we plant maturity group 4? Can we avoid the soybean rust? Then, the biggest risk for maturity group 4 was that the weather conditions. If they were not harvested within 10 days after maturity, what happened is the quality and the yield were down. And maturity group 5 through 8 determined, and those are the most commonly grown in South Carolina. So looking at the older recommendations, generally maturity group 4 is recommended for planting from mid-April till early May. Maturity group 5 through 6 in May till early June, and maturity group 7 and 8 mainly in June. So I'd like to mention a little bit about the previous research. There are a lot of questions when we should plant different maturity groups. Actually, the recommendations I showed you earlier were based on the observations. This is what I found out when I came to the position in 2006. And I established a big study. What I did, I planted all the maturity groups which were available or which the growers were interested in, from maturity group 4 through 8. But the most popular are actually maturity group 5, 6, and 7. And I started planting them around April 20th and every 2 weeks. And the last planting date was on July 28th. Here is the graph showing you the distribution of the different planting dates and maturity groups. As you can see, maturity group 4 doesn't matter when planted, usually performed much lower. Actually, the highest yield we got was for May 20th, around May 20th. Maturity group 7 and 8, you may be asking why performed so well. In 2009, actually, the conditions were not so good. We had drought like almost every year. But maturity group 7 and 8 and the varieties which I chose for this trial, actually the Pritchard Ranta Bread, the maturity group 8, and Pioneer 97 and 50 were the top yielding varieties in South Carolina that year. So that's why overall you can see that 7 and 8 performed so well. So another trend you see, most of the maturity groups, the highest yielding was expected for May. Then after that, you had decrease. And then later, they were planted in July. Actually, maturity group 8 was much better. Here on average, you can see a drastic reduction in yield if the soybeans were planted after May the 20th, around May the 20th. So what is the conclusion here? That we should be planting, if we can, we should be done with planting soybeans by May the 20th. how much yield can we expect, yield reduction can we expect if we plant late? Okay, if we plant between May the 20th and June 3rd, we can expect about 25 kilograms per hectare per day of late planting. If we plant between June 3rd and June 16th, we can expect about 22 kilograms per hectare per day of late planting. If we plant between June 16th and July 2nd, we can expect about 39 kilograms per hectare. If you would like to calculate in bushels, this is 0.4, 0.3, and 0.6 bushel per acre. Here, another thing I did, I took the growth stages, and for example, from planting till R6, which is full-size beans, let's say we go with the general recommendation, maturity group 5, planted in early May, we have 119 days from planting till R6. We planted the same maturity group, let's say in mid-June, only 88 days. So we have about 1 month difference. What it means? The plant has about 1 month less time to produce the yield. So the objective of the study, most recent study, was to evaluate the effect of late planting of maturity group 7 soybean growth and yield in South Carolina. Why did this study? Well, many growers plant soybeans after wheat, and I would say about 40% of growers plant after small grains. So there was a need to evaluate more closely what happens if we plant after the small grains. So we had two previous crops, wheat and barley, planting date. Basically what I did, started on May 27th and then once a week for 5 weeks. It was one location at Clemson University Edisto Research Education Center located near Blackville. Here, looking at the growth stages, let's say from planting till R6, if we go with the first planting date, we have close to 120 days from planting till R6. We go with the last planting date, which is July 2nd in 2010, we've got a little bit more than 80 days. For 2011, very similar. We have about 120 days from planting till R6, and if we for planting on June the 30th, we have more than 80 days. So we know that the plant has less time to produce the yield. Now, looking at the leaf area index, generally sharp decrease after June the 3rd, and actually the highest was from May 27. For 2011, sharp decrease after early June planting. Normal is different vegetation index at R3 stage. Generally, we have a overtime decrease in the NDVI for later planting dates. In 2011, very similar, except for this June 30th planting date. The reason is the plants somehow were much greener. That's what contributed to the higher NDVI. As you can see, there would be less red reflection and higher NDVI. And when you look at the plant height, generally decreased after early June planting, and for 2011, here we have much lower, and then kind of is a little bit higher, but generally decreased over time. When you compare the previous crops, there was no significant difference between barley and wheat. When you look at the grain yields, this is for 2010, there is no statistical difference between the May 27 and mid-June. However, after that, there is a significant yield decrease. Now, conclusions. Generally, time from planting to reproductive stages decreased with delayed planting dates. Comparing May 27 and June-July planting dates, the time from planting to R6 stage full-size seed was about 1 month shorter for later planting. What it means, the plant had 1 month less time to produce the yield. Plant LRI, NDVI, and height significantly decreased after early June planting dates in both years, except for plant height in 2011. And soybean yield significantly decreased following mid-June planting. Previous crop did not affect soybean yields. Thank you. Yes, David. Questions?
I didn't see a lot of correlation between NDVI and LAI. What did you use to measure your NDVI? And
use the
explanation for that other than the green
I use the green seeker, the red NDVI green seeker to measure the NDVI, and there was not much because somehow, for some reason, I should probably take the record the chlorophyll or using the chlorophyll spot meter. But generally, the plants were much greener for the latest planting date. I'm not sure why. It could be due to the maybe a little bit cooler weather, because generally we had very high heat index, and this contributed it affected the soybean growth. But for some reason, for the latest planting date, I've seen the plants were much greener. So that's why the correlation was not visible there.
What was the LAI? I mean, did you have high LAIs?
Yeah, they were very high LAIs, yeah. And actually, at the beginning, especially, they were very high. And actually, what is interesting here, even for the latest planting date, they were at least above 3.5, which is the one which is kind of the border point for the plant to produce the highest yield. So they were above that, even for the latest planting date. Any other questions? One. It was Pioneer 97 and 50. Actually, it's considered one of the most standard varieties. It was maturity group 7. So 7.5 to be correct, to be precise. Any other questions?
What kind of effect does this plant have on the maturity of the various maturity groups? I would suspect.
Planting date generally, as you can see here, actually is more important. The planting date is more important than the maturity group. So my recommendation is, let's say if the grower wants to plant, the best if he can start, if he has to, even in April, start with maturity group 5, but finish planting with maturity group 7 by May the 20th. This is the best. So maturity group 5, 6, and 7. If he has to plant in July, the best would be to use maturity group 8. Based on the LAI measurements, it has the highest leaf index, and it helps to produce higher yields compared to the other maturity groups. Any other questions? No. Thank you very much.